این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. When you read the Kumail supplication, when you recite the Shabaniya supplication and other supplications that have been received from the Immaculate Imams, may Allah's peace be upon them, you will notice that their language is not the ordinary language that we use. Whereas when we come to know of a theological theme, we think it is a great achievement. If we subjugate a country, we think something great has been achieved. If we achieve a spiritual status, we think we have reached to some great position. When one observes the words of those that attain those high positions, we notice helpless through and through. They are helpless, and they must also be. They shall not reach, and they will never reach. But the needy that supplicate have been commanded by Him Allah to supplicate, have been commanded by Him Allah to praise Him Allah. He commanded us to eulogize Him.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "With the coming of the holy month of Ramadan, the month of mercy, forgiveness and blessings, I beseech God the Exalted to make all of the Muslims more aware of their duties and responsibilities that the Creator of the worlds have given them. The responsibility of preserving the divine laws and acting upon the Holy Quran, which is the foundation of the revival of the honor and grandeur of Islam and the Muslims." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is talking about the greatness of the month of Ramadan and the spiritual progress that one can have in this month. The world's religious and spiritual leader highlighted the spiritual perspectives and depth of philosophy of divine fast during the holy month of Ramadan. The founder of the Islamic Republic maintained that the holy month of Ramadan is an opportunity for self-training and self-purification.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, following the teachings of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also used to advise devotees to spiritually prepare themselves to observe the night of power or Laylatul Qadr, which has great features. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to attach great significance to the holy month of Ramadan and cancelled all extra activities to devote himself for divine and spiritual activities. The spiritual leader used to spend the hours of this month to worship and mediate and consider the prayers as means of reaching to divine love. You see how this great character used to spend his time to worship God in this holy month, and he strongly advised the youth and people to do so, and that shows the significance of the mercy of Allah in this holy month and the way that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh
wanted the best for us. And that is why he recommended so strictly to us to just follow the instructions and worship and devote our time in this holy month and worship God in order to reach His mercy and high levels of spirituality. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Spring of the Truth. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.